Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Taree and with Angel Coaches. And I got a great angel coach himself. He's the guy that helps us take care of our physical body. Joel Gayona. Did I say that right, Joel? I'm going to get it right. You and I. I hope
Taree,
I
you're getting much better. Much better.
I it's kind of like
you're getting that much closer to it. Yeah, fine.
That's
you're good.
Good. It's kind of like you showing me the burpees, right? I'm getting better at the burpees. So
always.
Anyway.
Always. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got you. That's funny. We had Joel on tonight. He is a personal trainer and has a degree in sports medicine. And, you know, guys, he's amazing. But I always like to tell you how we come up with ideas for the show. And one of the things that I said, Joel, what are you going to do the show on? And he says, Taree, you know, I'd like to talk about what motivates people. And Joel, how did you come up with that idea? I mean, you know, you're an amazing athlete yourself, and you show others how to be an athlete, how to get in shape. But what made you think of that? You know, people always wonder, how did you come up with that idea? How did she come up with that idea for the show? You know, because it was your idea.
I appreciate it. To be honest with you, I get these light bulbs that just go up in my head, and I just love rolling with it. And that was the first thing that came to my mind when you asked me. So I'm going to let tonight be like an open format. I'm really looking forward to hearing some really cool stories. We got a great stories lined up for you guys tonight. But one of the main reasons why I actually decided this needed to be the topic was because, like, anybody that works out or does any kind of activity or anything, anybody that I come in contact with, I always like to see where their drive is, what's going to drive them to what's going to motivate them to get to their potential goal or wherever they want to be. So a lot of times when I'm working with people in my profession, whether kids or adults or whatever it is, I always want to know what the intrinsic factor is. What is it that gets you moving? Why is it that you're doing this? And the fact of the matter is I've heard pretty much every single different line out there, and it's hilarious. Some people have told me they moved and they want to work out just because they like to party hard on the weekends. Some people are doing it just because, like, they want to run a 5K for the first time in their life, and they can't believe that they're capable of doing it. So for me, it's very important to dig and know what motivates people to get active, because that's what I'm going to use as a valuable tool to be able to help them. So that's really where the idea and the seed was born from there. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I like that. You know, and everybody's listening, I talked to Joel, and I said, Joel, I go, what motivates you? I said, how did you, business, you chose, you know, becoming a sports medicine, being a personal trainer, working with kids, every person from every life. How did you get there? What was your intrinsic drive or your intrinsic factor, the drive that you have? What was your why?
All right. Well, I'll share a little bit of my background. I've been active since a very young age. My mom, when I was younger, she was into she just really taught me how to be active. My grandparents, any kind of activity that I could be a part of, I was always a part of. Whether it was playing soccer, being on the swim team, horseback riding, rollerblading. I mean, anything that I could do. They wanted me to do. Like, I love playing outside. And I think it kind of evolved to where when I was older and I was actually looking into a career path, I actually had a really hard time thinking to myself, what is it that I want to do in life? I really came to a point where I wasn't exactly sure where I wanted to go. And all my life, I've always had the entrepreneur mentality, and I love having the benefit of being my own boss, right? And I found the path of personal training. It was actually because I started working out when I was about 18 years old, and it evolved into me making a lifestyle change. And I love the way people were now perceiving me and the way I was just being able to motivate others. They're like, what are you doing? You know, you look great. You know, and I'm like, no, you know, I really love what I'm doing now. So I made the lifestyle change in myself. And I just decided to pursue and see what kind of career would suit me best. And I remember I wanted to be in the medical field, but I didn't want to wear scrubs. Nothing against it, but I just felt much better in shorts and sneakers. So that's how I actually got into the sports medicine field, and I got a degree from a nearby school here in Fort Lauderdale, and I did my practical work at a local hospital working with post-rehab patients, and I actually found my niche there because I started personal training people, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I think the biggest factor, taking it back to your initial question, the intrinsic factor that drove me to pursue this career path was the fact that everybody was so grateful about me actually being able to help them. And I mean, I also have a background in hospitality, and I mean, I've been a bartender before, and I mean, I've been in the customer service field, and I've never felt the appreciation that I got from helping someone in this field, right? So that's really what drove me to continue this career path, and it's just opened up so many doors. It's completely changed my life. And I love what I do. You know, I can literally say that I wake up every morning and I enjoy it, you know. And, yes, I still get to wear shorts every morning and sneakers, you know. Awesome. I love it. Very comfortable.
I like that. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
One of the things, you guys, that I will share with Joel, that I, when I first met him, I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so strict. And he is. But he works at the hospital. And, Joel, the funniest thing is those people, because I know you work with literally people from 8 to 80, even older than that. And I know that today you were training a kids on a football team how to be better athletes. And, you know, what, 60 of them, and they were, what, 8? How old were they?
All ages. I've had the opportunity to work with all demographics, all ages, and just get a chance to see people and what they're all about and why they're doing it. Like today, about an hour ago, I was training. I had 60 high school kids all doing a summer strength and conditioning program, and we were going through speed and agility drills for about an hour, and I mean, it must have been 90 degrees outside, but these guys were so stoked about being out there, literally, like, they were dying, but they loved every second of it. And for me, you know, at the very end, when I'm telling them, all right, guys, let's, you know, huddle up, and, you know, everybody's just giving each other high fives, and, you know, just, it really makes my day, the fact that I was able to be that person to inspire them, even if it's just for today. I know that I like to at least know that I walk away with making an impact on one of their lives. So it was just, it's a learning experience for me too. You know, I learn from them and I learn from every one of the people that I work with. So yeah, all demographics, older, younger, right in between. Really, it's cool.
I like that. And I know that you guys, he was so strict, but when I first met him and I started, because he taught me at Orange Theory, or, you know, that he works at the Dallas, he personal trains me. And one of the things that this old lady came up to him, we miss you. And he has even old people doing the burpees and the jumping jacks and working
with
the weights.
Absolutely, definitely. I like to set standards high for everybody, absolutely. And I'm glad he said that. So it doesn't matter how old you are, but I expect people to perform at a certain level. And people like to be held accountable. And the people that are following me are people that like and need that kind of motivation. So it's a really good scenario for both parties, I'd have to say. So it doesn't matter how old you are. Like I told you, Terry, if you want to work, I'm going to make sure. If you don't want to work, I'm going to still make sure that we work hard. Because in reality, there's a reason why you're there, you know? So
yeah,
that's funny that you
One of those. I know that's a story, but I tell you, and I'll share this, and then I want to take some because we have an open forum here, and there's some people that's got some great stories, and I'm glad you're giving them the opportunity that we're going to hear from them. But you guys that are listening, Joel, I walked into his training sessions. I was like, I just wanted to. Angel Coaches is doing a reality show, and I wanted to get in shape for that. And so it's going to be a year later in September that I started, in his classes and personal, and he trains me. And so when I walked in, that's all I wanted to do is look good on the camera, or look better, you know, on the camera. And so, but, you know, you're so encouraging. And I am so grateful because he's been working with me, and I call him the Grinch and my earth angel, and Heidi is working with me. you're working with me too, and she's an earth angel, okay? But I was like, I hate you. I told him that because he pushes you and pushes you hard. And but what's gone on with me is that I've been able to come off a lot of my insulin, and I'm going to come totally off of it. I've gotten in really much better shape, have tons more energy, and can do a lot more things. And I ran a 5K like three, four weeks ago. My first one.
And what are you going to do in November? You have to say, what are we prepping for right now in November?
I am going to do the half marathon. Can you believe it? 13 and a half miles. I told my dad, and I've told you guys.
Just so you know, if there was the definition of running in the dictionary, and if you look it up and what it is, like, Therese's name would not ever be near that word or anything that had to do with that. So when I met her, so the fact that she's like prepping to run a half marathon right now, it's amazing. I mean, literally, I don't think you've ever ran in your life, have you?
Never before. Joelle, when you first started training me, you guys, if I can do it, anybody can. Joelle goes, you need to hold your hands like this, and you need to do your feet like this. Your feet like this, so uncoordinated. It was so funny because he's got huge, this is as a trainer, I was like, he's got huge feet. He goes, run softly, Tari, land softly. I was like, okay. And, so the other day he says, you kept a nice pace, and that's a compliment from you. So, but, I got the runner's high. What a feeling, you guys. So that's pretty exciting, and I enjoy running. And I thought I would never be able to do that. So now it's turned into healing my body of a situation that I know can change. It's also about taking my, my activity to a whole new level. And I'm excited. And we ran into, Joy and I ran in that, whatever you guys call it. And I got a T-shirt. I've never had a T-shirt about doing physical activity. I got a T-shirt. So I'm super excited about that. But I know.
It's amazing. It really is. Yes. I give you kudos. I give you a lot of props because you've earned that T-shirt. Okay. And by the way, just to bring it back to originally when I met her, this is exactly what she told me, guys. I'm telling you. She was like, I just want to look good for this show. Here's how much time I have. Boom. Let's make it happen. And I mean, literally, she's very demanding. Okay. Let me tell you. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And now, like a year later, her attitude and whole idea of why she did it in the first place is non-existent, but it's actively happening. So, right? So.
Yeah, okay, it's so amazing. Yeah, and you.
Very cool.
And
so I'm proud. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so excited, and I still am. So we're doing a marathon, and Joy's listening in tonight. She says I can hear her saying, and we're all having fun. But let's hear from some other people. They've got some great stories, and
absolutely,
too, as well. And I like your why you do things and everything, and that's pretty cool, Joelle. I never realized it was that. You know, you had that much motivation. Of course you do. You wouldn't be anything less. This is Heidi, Joelle, and I know you've met Heidi before. Heidi, are you there?
I am. I am here.
Joelle,
hey,
I love Heidi.
Heidi, what's up?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
I have to share this with you, Joelle. This Heidi has been amazing and wonderful. She is my doctor, but she was in a vegetative state. She couldn't move anything. And that was 7 years ago, Heidi.
It was, my worst of it was in between 2001, 2002.
Okay.
And
now you're getting your doctor's degree. Hold on a second, because I want to give everybody you're getting your naturopath doctor. You're working on your second PhD. You work every day, running three sets of steps. and belly dancing. And how did you get there? What made you achieve? Well, how did you get there? Right, Joelle? That's what you want to know. What's your motivation?
Exactly. What gets you up and moving, and what made this change happen? I'm stoked to hear this because I've never actually heard this, by the way. So I'm really excited. What was your drive? What made you get to this?
Oh, she healed epilepsy, too. I forgot that. Epilepsy, Tourette's, and fibromyalgia. Great story. So listen to this.
Bipolar.
Go ahead, Heidi. And bipolar. Yeah.
My motivation, I would say, was the full realization that I was a divine creation and that I deserved better treatment than the treatment I had given myself for the first 40 years of my life.
Wow.
Mm.
That I was valued. I was more than a physical being, and that, you know, I had a responsibility to a greater self than what I understood as being physical.
Heidi, I have to ask you a question because you're like so spiritual right now, but I get you. But there are people here that don't know anything about that. But when you started moving in your first one finger at a time, okay, and now you're here, you were sleeping. And when you're sleeping, your body, you were saying you were praying and meditating, and then you were able to move a finger. And then you were able two fingers. And then you were able to use the bathroom on your own, correct?
Correct. What was happening is I was flat on my back. I had an awareness of everything around me, but I couldn't respond to anything, any kind of stimuli. So I remember a point where I had to physically, I had to rationally remember to breathe. I had to force my brain to keep my body breathing. Because if I didn't consciously think about breathing, I would not breathe. So that
wow.
All that parasympathetic nervous system was being compromised, and so I couldn't move, and I know this may kind of sound out there, but I just thought, you know, what are my choices here? Do I really want to spend the rest of my life like this? Do you
wow.
know? And
yeah. Wow.
So what are my choices? And, you know, I didn't have a lot of them. And so to get back to what I had, you know, I said that was why I said what I did. I had to value something beyond the physiological shell that I was, because I couldn't move. So all I knew to do was that I knew I had a brain that was, it was functioning, but it wasn't functioning in the same way that everyone else's brain functioned. It was like somebody was home, but nobody was answering the door, you know?
I like that.
And
it sounds
you know,
like some of the guys I've dated. I'm kidding.
Right. But I learned how to meditate, and I think in that limited capacity that I was functioning, I learned self hypnosis, I learned mind control, and I think I learned what mind body work is, where mind literally controls body, and I just said I've got to get myself out of this somehow. I've got to get myself out. You know, I've got to free myself of the limitations that I had physically.
Wow.
I'm
Heidi, I have a question for you. No, you're good. And Joelle, I hope it's okay to ask, because you feel that the mind is the biggest powerhouse. It can cure, it can do anything. And you said that, and you made yourself move. And I think, Joelle, she said that one of the best things that she really respects of you was he said one thing the other day that on a show that you that last year you did with us, Joelle, that she goes, I totally agree with him. What was that that he said?
It was to keep moving. It doesn't matter how you move or where you move. Just don't stop moving. And
totally.
I really appreciated that, because I felt that in that time. I thought, you know what, I can't lay here and not move. If I lay here and not move, I'm gone. I've got to move. And if it just simply meant, you know, one day I would learn how to move my finger, and the next day I would learn how to move two fingers, then that's the way it had to be. But I just had to not stop, not allow myself to crater in that existence of not moving. And
the
importance of moving physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, simply don't stop moving. And you know, I live by that philosophy in every way. Just don't
Amazing.
Stop moving.
Joelle,
just keep...
I have to tell you, this lady was suffering from 23 to 25 seizures a day. Okay, and she healed herself by just moving, starting to move her finger. That's amazing. And nutrition.
That's actually that is actually very, very true, because I would have like sometimes 10 or 12 episodes a day, but I would have sometimes 2 or 3 or 4 seizures per episode. So, it was just, they were massive, massive seizures all day long. And I didn't come out of one before I was into another one. It was just constant. And that was how the vegetative state remained or was expressed, by simply the fact that I didn't have time to get out of one seizure until another one came. So it was just a perpetual state of dysfunction. I just, you know, I didn't wait from one until I had another. So that's
wow.
how that
well I think that's wonderful. And Joelle, she says keep moving, don't stop moving. Heidi is going to be teaching. Go ahead.
I think this is actually my first time hearing Heidi's testimony. I've met her in the past, and I heard her story from Tariq, but not to you know, from Heidi telling us. So for me, it's the first time, and I'll share with you. I just got goosebumps from what she's telling me. What I'm taking from it, Heidi, and I want to ask you this question, is to everybody that's listening, if you can inspire somebody by giving them one message, if I had to ask you, how could I basically not stop moving? What's my motivation? Who do you tell the audience that's listening to your story? What's your main focus from this listening experience?
I'm so sorry, you had cut out a lot. You had cut out. So real quick, like what did you say? I'm sorry.
If you can give one word of inspiration or just tell the audience that's listening to your story, which I believe is amazing, if you can give them basically one of inspiration.
Yeah,
what would it
I
be?
Think...
I know what you said is taking it from not moving, basically. That's what I took from your story. And it's, you live it vividly, obviously.
I think what it would be is we all have a responsibility to our own divinity to be the absolute best we can. And our body is a temple of our spirit, encapsulates our spirit. We owe it to our bodies to be as healthy as we can, to be able to allow a healthy vessel for our mind and our spirit to fulfill its purpose.
Wow. Amazing. I like that. That's amazing, Heidi. Joelle, we've got some more callers that I want to hear from. And Heidi, you guys, Heidi's going to do a show. She's going to do workshops, and Joelle is too as well. And I know you guys are going to do some things together. Okay, that's a little angel message there.
Heidi, I really appreciate you calling, and I'm honestly honored to have you share your story tonight. And I know it touched a lot of lives out there. Appreciate it, including my own. So really, really powerful stuff. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It is such a pleasure to be on the show with you, and I love what you're doing with people. This is so important. This is so vital to our health and to our mind. People do not realize how important exercise is to brain function. It is absolutely fundamental. Hands down, the most important thing to healthy brain function is...
Oh, I lost her. Sorry. Wow. I guess you... Hold on one second. Let me see if I can... Heidi, I'm so sorry. You got cut off. So healthy brain function, it's related to exercise. Is that what you were going to say? Sorry.
Exercise is probably one of the most fundamental attributes to healthy brain function. It is absolutely necessary. A brain does not function healthy without movement. Physical movement.
Wow.
Perfect.
So that's one thing.
One of the things that pulled me out of it neurologically was the movement.
Wow. That's great.
It's absolutely fundamental.
Thank you for sharing. She's a great guest. I've got Angela on the phone. Angela is 28 and a single mom. And Angela, are you there, Ange?
I'm here. Hi.
And Angela, Angela ran her first 5K Joelle about a few weeks ago, and I was talking to her today, and she said,
"And I got a tea from you, Curry."
Nice.
Okay. That's good. I know. I'm wearing mine tomorrow.
I like to wear it out in public.
Exactly.
Love it.
Joelle, when I first I got a message from her, she goes, "I got off my lazy ass today and ran a 5K run," and she's going to run with Joy and I in the marathon in November. So I'm super excited about it. But she's a good friend of mine. And Ange, Joelle, I know you probably got questions for her, but she's a single mom, and she did this. Why did you do this? Why did you do it? Was it for you and your son, or because your son's like five, right? Five or six. And
he's 5 and a half. I did it because it was an autism run. He has autism, so his school wanted to, you know, they had a team. We were actually the biggest team, so it all worked out. And that's what got me to do it. But I felt so good when I was done. And it made me want to do another one.
Aww. Oh, man.
Joelle, she's the one that told you. She says, when I get 30, I don't want my arms to weigh. That's
yeah,
good,
because
right?
Have you ever seen that Cameron Diaz movie where they wave back? I'm little. I'm 5'3", like maybe 115 pounds on like a heavy day. You know, I'm tiny, but my arms are starting to jiggle back and forth. And then, you know, under your armpit, you get like a little bit of skin there. So I have these 5-pound weights in my closet. I have had them for 2 years, and I just look at them like sometimes I do them in the mirror, you know, like 10 or 15, but then it starts to hurt. I feel good.
Wow.
I actually today was going to get a gym membership, but it started raining. But I'm ready to get in shape.
You're too much. But you know what?
Lived closer, Joelle.
No, listen. Let me just tell you, first off, the fact that your 5K, congratulations, amazing.
Thank you. You're
hooked now, and you're gonna definitely start doing more. And as you told us, you got your next goal.
I am.
Goal,
you know,
so
I've been getting out
in the
yard and kicking the soccer ball with my son. Just like someone else said, just any kind of movement. You know, I found myself just wanting to do any kind of movement with my. You know what I mean? Like whether it's kicking a ball or trying to do. I can't do those squats. I try. I've done like five.
Don't worry. It took Sheree probably a month
to get
her locked
down.
People,
they look like they're so easy on TV. I YouTube it, and I try to do what they're doing on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
No, it's okay. Listen, I think the fact that you're out there, and it's all about, like I said, it's not – exercise doesn't have to be, let's go and bulk. It's about just movement, you know, just being active, getting out there with your son, kicking the ball around, getting in there for a 5K. I see that your son's a huge inspiration to what he's doing. I'm sure he's so proud of his mom, too, you know, being able to go out there and do all these really cool things. And, you know, I'll just share this with you. I actually come from a household where, you know, my mom's a single mom, and I remember doing all this stuff with my mom, like, all the time, and it's stuff that I never will forget, so... And that's probably what inspired me to do what I do today, because, you know, part of it was because she was so active and she taught me this lifestyle. So.
And I want him to be active.
Cool.
You know, he's in soccer and baseball, but I want to get out there and do those things with him. I like to try to, and it's not good when he's running and I'm out of breath, you know, so it makes me want to keep on working hard.
Absolutely. And I think to relate it to Heidi's story, I think now that your realization was your son and his level of activity
is
part of his life, you know? I think that's amazing. That's really is.
Angela, I have a question for you.
I didn't know that run was a 13.1. I'm really going to have to – I'm going to sign up at the gym tomorrow, I promise you. I am. I'm ready to – I always lose weight when I get there, and I don't want to do that. I just want to gain some muscle.
Totally.
So I do my 5-pound weights in the mirror.
Joelle is putting a video together about how to work out and be lean and also develop muscle rather than losing weight and, you know, fat. So I'm excited about that. That'll be out in the next little bit too as well. You'll be able to access it.
We'll definitely be composing things that you can definitely look into. And obviously, I think at this point of the game that you got a really big goal ahead of you. But trust me, it's perfectly doable, and you're gonna really do amazing. On this half marathon. So,
I'm going to start training for it now.
Absolutely. And you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, you did your 5K, and I'm sure you felt amazing in a sense of accomplishment that, you know, you probably didn't really believe that you were capable.
I felt so good. I never thought I could do that.
That's amazing. That's what it's all about, you know.
I wanted to keep going. I'm like,
Angela,
it's over. Can you do it again?
Angela, I have a question for you. And this is something,
okay.
Joelle, you've got to hear this. This is so key. Angela writes her goals down, and when she writes them down, she gets them. She wrote a bunch of things down. That's right. So she made a list of things, and this is for anybody listening. Angela made a list of guy things that she wanted in a guy and got the guy. Now she's making a list of things she wants for her body and her mind, and now she's going to – and how do you do it? You read it every day, and you just read it and
I read it, like, in the morning when I wake up and before I go to bed, and I try – whenever I'm starting to think a negative thought, you know, or something that's not positive, not necessarily negative but not positive, I just say, no, that's not right, and I just change it, and I – think of something positive, like, I would like to have this in my life, or I am this, you know, just anything, you know, to train your subconscious into thinking these things. And they really do happen. Like, Tari, I didn't even tell you, Kingston School, my son's school, needs $2 million to build a new location because they can only fit 30 kids at the one they're in now. So I asked one day, I'm like, how much money do we need? Just tell me the number. And they're like, $2 million. And my mouth dropped. Like, okay, that's way more than I thought, you know. I'm like, okay, I'm going to find $2 million. Watch. And I went out a week later, and I met this guy who introduced me to all of, like, the high society, whatever they're called, people in my county. And sure enough, they're putting together a huge thing, and I'm going to raise that $2 million. And, like,
every time
I say I want something or I'm going to do it, it just comes. Like, it's just like if you put it out there, it just comes to you.
That's amazing. Wow.
She would listen to one of our classes, Angela's coaches. And does it, Joelle. She's amazing, and it's a real honor to be able to work with you and to run with you, okay? So I have to introduce you to Joy. She's listening in, so it's all good. Listen, Angela, we got to go on to the next person, and thank you for sharing your story.
Angela, wait.
Thank you for having me.
Go ahead,
Joelle, you want to train? You want me to show you my move?
Absolutely, definitely.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you're going to be running with Tari, you guys might be, like, carrying water guns and, like, probably spraying each other when you're racing.
They have camelbacks now.
Oh, that's right, camelbacks. Right, there you go.
There you go.
I still think Tari
I'm ready.
And water guns, but that's cool. Listen.
We can get water guns and be like Charlie's Angels, Tari.
There you go. Me, you, and Joy. Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Joelle could be Charlie. Joelle.
There we go.
That's good.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm excited.
That's cool. Totally. Okay. I'll meet you guys at the finish line. That's what I'll do there.
I'll beat you to it, honey.
Perfect. Listen, thanks much for calling. I'm taking something very valuable from what you said tonight, and if you want it, you can get it.
I'm telling you, dreaming is yours.
Very
good. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good, because awesome. I remember when you and I did that, and I said, you do it, and she did it, and I was like, wow, I didn't think she would stick with it, Joelle, and she did, and then she says, I met him, I got it, and things are happening. What a great Cinderella story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
For sharing, yeah.
All right, you guys, I'll talk to you soon, but I'm going to keep listening.
Okay,
cool. Perfect.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Don't you just love her? Isn't she the best? She's amazing. So let's talk to her. Oh, yeah, she's incredible. Okay, couple. There's a couple story here. And Joelle, I don't know if you've ever met Donna. You may have, but... probably not. Donna and Rich, are you guys here? Donna, Rich?
We're here. Can you hear us?
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Yes, you can. I'm glad you guys are here. They're a couple. I got to tell you this. Look, catch you up to speed. Donna, she is real spiritual, but she lost her husband about over a year ago. She decided that she wanted to be she did her whole remakeover and met a guy. Exercise wasn't a part of it. Tell your story. So, and Rich has got a great story. I know he's a kickboxer enthusiast and teacher. So how did you guys, what do you guys do? Because you do Zumba, the couple that pray, Zumba's together, stays together, which you told me. Oh, Joelle, they're like you too. They said there's no reverse. They just move forward. Right? That's your guy's motto there.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Good.
We don't look in the past. We look to the future, and we enjoy the present with an eye out towards the future. And Rich and I, what we do to stay in shape together, I am not the exercise guru. Maybe if Joelle got hold of me, he could turn me into one. Rich is trying. I'm slowly getting there, Joelle. But long walks on the beaches, we do Zumba together. Rich is certified kickboxer instructor.
Yeah, nice.
You know, and so we do that. We eat healthy. That doesn't mean that we don't fall off the wagon. Everything in moderation. But like this evening, we got this recipe for gazpacho, and we're making it. It's taken us 2 hours, but we're making it. We didn't realize how finely chopped everything had to be and all. But that's what we do. We go to the farmer's market. We try to have everything as fresh as possible. So we pay attention to what we put inside our body as well as, you know, trying to keep it, you know, toned, and of course having our inner soul raised to that same level so that we're in sync. But I'll let Rich speak because he's being real quiet.
Rich,
I think you just had surgery too as well and a couple weeks ago.
There's,
and now you're moving and grooving and we're exercising. So how does somebody else do the same?
It's great.
Yeah, there are a few things. One is in meeting Donna, I said, you know, this whole online dating thing was just so stale, and I said, why don't we meet for a Zumba class? And she said, I'm game. Yeah, we'll do that. And she got caught in traffic and didn't make it.
Thank God.
And I thought, and she sent me a text, and she said, you know, I'm caught in traffic. I can't make it.
And I really was. That was the truth.
And I felt really bad about that. So I said, look, you know, let's meet, you know, let's try a second chance. And then we met, not in a Zumba class, but for a glass of wine, and we really liked each other.
Way more in, you know, what I'm used to.
And
there you go.
And then it's been kind of interesting, but I got into fitness a long time ago. I did Golden Gloves boxing. I stayed fit with, you know, playing racquetball, and I decided, you know, in my 50s that I wanted to pursue getting certified for kickboxing. And I think the good Lord laughed at me because he said, well, watch out where you're walking, because I tripped and I tore my meniscus and I needed to get surgery to that. I had my knee scoped. And then 3 months before I was to get certified for kickboxing, somebody rear-ended me, and I had a torn retina in two places. I had 24 hours to save my eye. And through this, I still had my certification coming up, and I said, well, I'm not going to let it hold me down. So now I had a cranky knee and an eye that just had an eye patch come off of it. And I don't know if you know what happens when you have retina surgery, but they put a little kind of an amoeba bubble in your eye, and it helps your eye reattach with the you know, the retina and the membrane. So here I am, and I take my my kickboxing certification with a bad knee and one eye, and I got certified. And I'm sure my doctor would have thought,
no pressure, by the way. That's cool. No pressure.
And I'm sure my doctor would have thought that I was certifiable, that I would actually have done that. But got certified, had my routine down and all that, and almost by accident, I was, you know, going and working on my routine, and I was going to a kickboxing class, and the gym got, it was closed for a power outage, and I went to a Zumba class, and this really wonderful, wonderful instructor, and I was the only guy in the class with about 40 women. That was tough. And
that's a sacrifice.
And I felt like a complete fool because I didn't know the rumba from a cha-cha from. Well, anyway, I said, this is actually pretty neat. And I started taking Denise's class, and she said, you know what, you're really good. You should get certified in this. And I thought, wow, I can get my feet moving in the right direction and the whole thing. And on a more recent vein, Donna and I have been taking Zumba classes together. You know, as you said, the long walks on the beach, and I thought I was really, you know, pretty aerobically fit until we took a walk on the Barnegat Lighthouse steps. I think there's all of about 344 steps. Anyway, she took off and sprinted up the steps, and she's like motoring. And at this point, I had to like make a really lame excuse, like my knee that I had surgically repaired, I can't keep up with you. But it was like the funniest thing. And she said, I'm not aerobically the girl for you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't keep up with you, lady. So anyway, we've incorporated a lot of fun and a lot of walks on the beach and quality time, walks in our neighborhood and, you know, aerobics classes, and it's part of our lifestyle. And there's also the nutritional part. And we love to, you know, like this is a prime season in New Jersey to get fresh, you know, vegetables and fruit and everything. And we prepare, you know, these great dishes. We like do the, what, can you top this? And the next thing you know, she's cooking something with, you know, fresh organic things. And then it's my turn, and we have great seafood here. So we're doing all the things that kind of make us happy. But I did have a bit of
Rich, I gotta ask you a question because we got about a few seconds left. Listen,
sure.
you're not only a sports enthusiast and a great athlete or an athlete, a great athlete, it feels like, and you and Donna do this together, walking together and keeping fit, but you do it as a couple. What is the name of your new book coming out? He's a writer, too. So, and Donna's a writer
well.
What's the name of
you? Yeah, the name of the book is One Last Sunset, The Christine Chronicles. And it's based on a true life story. When I was a little guy, I was playing with my sister in the fields behind her house, and she disappeared. And she was tragically died. And through my life, I always, you know, tried to reconcile what happened. And one day, and my daughter, who's also named Christine, said to me, "Do you know why I'm here?" And I said, "Sure, you're my daughter. Of course I know why you're here." She said, "No, I was sent here with your sister's name to protect you." And I said,
"Wow.
Where is this coming from?" And she said, "I carry your sister's spirit inside of me." And it caused me to really reflect on maybe there's a wonderful story that I never lost my sister, that she actually went back into this world in my daughter's form and spirit. And then I thought back through all the wonderful things that have happened in my life with my wonderful daughter, and I thought this would be a great book that would memorialize, you know, this beautiful sister that I hadn't lost, but also, wouldn't it be magical and spiritual if the lost child could become a guardian angel and get, you know, and find her way back into this world to protect the most vulnerable one, who she lost and she missed. So, yeah. So the book is well on its way to being written, and it's kind of a special thing. And my daughter does know about this, and she said, "This is the greatest thing you could be doing."
Wonderful.
Wow.
And I hate to cut you guys off and everything, but we got one more story. And Joelle, you may know this guy. I'm not sure if you do, but thank you guys so very much. Beautiful couple that you are. I can't wait to have you back on the show to talk about your book more, Rich.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
But we got,
thank you
guys. Absolutely. Yeah, cool. Cool. And enjoy your meal whenever it's ready.
Come on over. There's plenty.
Hopefully it's Wednesday night.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go.
Thanks,
anyway,
guys.
Thanks, Donna. And Donna's a writer, too, so we've got some good stuff going on there.
Perfect.
I know. Good. Yeah, not only do they have athleticism, they also have brains, too. How cool is that? Okay, so, yeah, right. Anyway, Michael, are you there? Michael? I may have lost him. And that's cool. But Joelle, we're out of time. Joelle, do you want to say anything or make a comment or anything? Because you are the ones that you're an amazing teacher and spiritual leader, and the things that you're showing and sharing with all of us. And I'm so grateful to have you as part of Angel Coaches, and also being able to work with you on that, you know, with the physical stuff that we're doing. But you've got a new video coming out. Well, you've got two of them actually coming out, and you're going to be able to have those available to everybody on angelcoaches.org, and Joelle's going to be able to blog and share with you guys more on how to take care of your physical body, and I'm so excited about it. So you can stay in shape, get in shape, or get even in better shape with things that he's going to, in your own home, with you, what he's going to teach you. So those videos will be out very soon. And Joelle, do you have anything you want to say? So
yeah, totally.
And you're teaching a class, too.
What's that?
I said he's going to be teaching a class, too, in the next few weeks. So you guys will be able to sign up for it. And it doesn't matter if you live in Kansas or wherever, because it's going to be online, or, you know, where you're going to be able
right.
to see him and talk to him. Go ahead, Joelle. I'm sorry.
I first off, let me just thank everybody that called in. Like I said, this was the idea that a seed that was planted and a light bulb went off, and I'm really glad we got the opportunity to get all these callers in, and, you know, Heidi, Donna, Rich, Angela, you know, everybody. I'm leaving tonight with very valuable life lessons from all you guys, and I'm sure everybody that was listening has been inspired. So I really appreciate it. This was all about open format and just sharing what gets you moving. And my last thing that I want to share with everyone is just never stop moving. Remember, really just live your life to the fullest. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the fitness guy, but I'm a strong believer in that. Live your life to the fullest and enjoy, you know, your surroundings, the people that are around you. And if you have the opportunity to impact someone in a positive way, don't hesitate to do it. Just don't overthink it. Just go for it. So I appreciate everybody calling in. I had a great time tonight. You guys are going to love these videos. And if there's anything you guys want to see in particular, feel free to contact 3. I'll definitely have access to getting in contact with you guys very soon. So you can look forward to an introduction video with some workouts and some very cool things that are going to be coming out. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, again, never stop moving and just live. Have fun.
And okay, cool, everybody. Have a great night, and we will talk to you on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Awesome. Good night. Good.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.